They're as relevant as they have been for hundreds of years. The All Saints' Day comes from the very early church. The first reference is in about the 4th century. And it's the commemoration of all men and women who are now with Christ in glory.
Mm.
We think of it in terms of canonized saints, but in fact, it's everybody who has gone ahead of us who is now in glory. And All Souls' Day is the traditional day of praying for those who are in purgatory, who may be in purgatory, we don't know. A custom which we had for a very long time, but it ceased after Vatican II, was to make visits to churches on All Souls' Day. And every day, every visitor, beg your pardon, we prayed for the soul of a particular person.
Mm.
We visited the church, said some prayers, came out again and went back.
Okay.
Behind those two ideas is the conviction that the church of the living and the church of the dead are united. So the church in heaven is the church triumphant, those in purgatory, we don't know who they are the church suffering, and those on earth are the church militant, the church struggling,
we
are.
Yeah. Does hell come into that at all?
No, not at all.
No. It's purgatory and heaven.
Yeah,
and
heaven, purgatory and earth.
Okay, yeah. So if for people who are in hell, is there any
No, we needn't go there because there's not us. But we don't know who is in hell. We've no right to say in any case about anybody. It's a way in which Christians have dealt from a mystery. So the early church felt a strong conviction of praying for those who had gone before and then praying to them, asking for their help in the struggles that we have in coping with daily life. And you can pinpoint exactly when All Souls' Day began in the monastery of Cluny in France in the year 998.
Mm.
And it spread out from there because people liked it. They were attracted by the idea of praying for those who might be in purgatory and started doing so.
Okay. And what about the aspect of Halloween? You know, the whole festivals and parties around Halloween. Are they in any way related or is that something completely different?
It's a little bit like Mardi Gras, Pancake Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, which now takes away, in fact, from Ash Wednesday. So the Halloween symbol, you could describe it as a harvest festival, the celebration of the autumn, which is a very ancient thing to do. Yes, the difficulty is that as Halloween has become commercialized, so we have lost the sense of All Saints' Day, which is the older English word term is All Hallows' Day.
Mm.
And you'll find churches dedicated in England to All Hallows, including the church outside the Tower of London.
Mm. Do you think it's relevant in today's society? I mean, we tend to be quite removed from death in general, don't we?
We do until it hits somebody very close to us when it comes into our own family circle. And then suddenly we realise, because so few people now die at home, and so many of us, even we've started using terms like passed away rather than died.
Mm.
So the old-fashioned term was passed on, but that seems to have been dropped. So that even people will say, it's more coming in America too, so-and-so passed rather than so-and-so died.
Mm.
And it does... The reality, the bitterness and the harsh separation that death is, can be sanitized, is often sanitized. And these two holy days remind us of the harsh reality and the bitter loss which death is. But then they do remind us too that this is not the end and the relationship is changed, but it's not broken.
Mm. How would you recommend to people to mark All Saints and All Souls?
Apart from Catholics, of course, we're asked to go to Mass on All Saints' Day. And large numbers of us do. But one of the ways to do is to think of those who've gone before us, those whom we remember and those who don't, and express a prayer of gratitude for them, and if we feel like it, to them.
Mm.
And in All Souls' Day, to think
you
of people we know.
You can decide yourself whether they're a soul or a saint.
Exactly. But there's another thing, too. It's to say, was there anybody who's been in my life who's now dead and with whom my relationship was never sorted out?
Mm.
Is there any healing that needs to take place with somebody who is dead? And apart from many other things we can do on All Souls' Day, that's a time just to ask for healing of the past.
Mm. So it's a time for reconciliation.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Somebody else mentioned visiting cemeteries. I was talking with someone, they said that cemetery visits are increased in November.
They do, very much. The month of the Holy Souls, because the devotion has always extended right through the month of November. It's interesting that in our hemisphere, this is a time of dark evenings and increased cold and so on. In the southern hemisphere, it's a time of longer days. They're moving into summer. But it always has been. And that goes back to very early Christians, when they could afford to, they decorated their tombs. Very often, we have a chance simply to connect with those who have gone by honouring them. And it is a very, from that point of view of visiting cemeteries, like in Italy where you'll see lights on cemeteries, it is a sign too that those who lie there are still our dear ones and that they matter a lot to us, because someday, which is the useful reminder too, we will be among them.